This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bill Wilson, who is the president of Americans for Limited Government. He's concerned about many different aspects of the Obama agenda, but the one pressing today that he is here to talk about is the Disclose Act. We mentioned that on Monday as well. This is the Democratic version of campaign finance reform designed to reverse many of the provisions contained within the recent Supreme Court decision in the Citizens United case. And, Bill, it's great to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
A lot of different aspects to this about all the different type of disclosure requirements that special interest organizations would be required to fill out and give back to the government. There's also many different concerns that some organizations, for whatever reason, aren't even going to be required to follow those rules, while most of the others are. As you look at this legislation, what stands out to you most?
Well, that there are two reasons that we're really focusing on in opposing this bill. You just put your finger on the first. This is nothing more than a special interest bill. It talks about taking special interest influence out of the election and then carves out exemptions for organized labor, the NRA, the Sierra Club, other groups that are said, oh, well, you're okay. You can go ahead and ignore this law, but everybody else has to bear the burden of it. So it's a total paradox in our view, and is designed to merely protect the defenders of this administration for the most part, while attacking anyone who might have an alternative view. The second reason is that it attempts to redefine what the Supreme Court said in not the Citizens United case, but the Wisconsin Life versus FEC case, where Justice Roberts wrote the line that when you're trying to regulate speech, tie goes to the speaker, not the government. And in their bureaucratic language, they say, well, we're going to regulate the functional equivalent of express advocacy, which means you're handing to bureaucrats the right to say, we think that your intent was to influence the election, not to talk about climate change or taxes or any other issue. The court settled this in the Wisconsin case, and this is just a bald-faced effort by Obama and company to overturn that very important protection.
We're talking with Bill Wilson of Americans for Limited Government. So, Bill, are you suggesting then that if this gets back before the court, assuming it passes and becomes law, that it's going to get struck right back down again?
Oh, that provision, most definitely. I mean, the court was very emphatic that people who want to go out at any time, whether it's 5 days before the election or 50, and want to talk about an issue and how an elected representative voted on that issue, that is protected speech. And so I'm very confident that that provision would be overturned. But think about it. It would be a 3-4 year process, tons of money on the part of someone to litigate it, and it keeps the whole system in a state of flux and uncertainty, which means that some people would be intimidated from expressing their views out of fear of being attacked by the regulators at the FEC. So it's a very cynical ploy. They know it won't stand, but they're hoping to intimidate or cow people into not exercising their First Amendment rights.
Bill, as you look at these organizations that are exempt here, Organized Labor and Sierra Club, you may think, well, they're trying to make some provisions for left-leaning organizations, but then you see the National Rifle Association in there as well. So how do you read that?
Well, I think it's just a question of the powerful being able to get there by their exemption. You know, much as during the Civil War and other parts of our times in our history, someone with money and clout could buy their way out of the draft. This is exactly what this is. The NRA was big enough, strong enough, and powerful enough out of the deep respect millions of Americans have for the Second Amendment to be able to buy their way out of this set of rules. That doesn't make any of it right or good.
Bill, what do you expect to happen in the Senate today?
Well, all reports are is that the bill will not proceed, that it will, Harry Reid will not be able to break the filibuster against it, and but that they will keep coming back and back. And we heard the campaign-style rhetoric from Obama yesterday that these are simple, small, little common-sense steps. No, this is a gag order on the American people, and we're optimistic about the vote today, but understand that they're not going to give up, and they're going to keep coming back, and we need to make our case.
Bill, real quickly, where can folks find you online?
Oh, please, people are welcome to come and see us at getliberty.org. And at getliberty.org, they can find portals to any number of areas where they on interest on subjects that they may have or want to do.
Bill, very good of you to be with us today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Bill Wilson is the president of Americans for a Limited Government. Again, you can find them online at getliberty.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.